morning, Team Sean WSGW.
All right.
Dave, Pat, Charlie, and Art. A little singing here, along with some of the vocalizations. To honor Roy Head.
I want to tell you a story every man ought to know. If you want a little loving, you gotta start real slow. She's gonna love you tonight now. If you just treat her right now.
Treat her right. Roy Head, we found out, has passed away. He was 79 years old. Don't have a cause of death. It just says he died yesterday at home in the arms of his wife.
Good song.
Treat her right. Number two hit 1965. Kept out of the number one spot by some group called the Beatles in a song called Yesterday. In studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie, and you, Art Lewis, at your home studio. Good morning to you, sir.
Well, I was jamming there.
I thought that was Art making the comments over the music.
Yeah. No, I wasn't. If I can go back and play it again, I will, but no, I didn't.
That's good stuff there. Again, Roy Head, want to make sure you note that tribute. 8:26 is the time on WSW. Saw this following the Lions game. Yeah, it's like, no big deal. But I thought, no, this is just another one of those times to bring forth one of those things where, okay, this person says this, this person says that. Who do you believe? Familiar with this? Lions head coach Matt Patricia, and I'm guessing the Lions themselves, are labeling a radio report. A radio report? How can that not be true? That he did not want to take cornerback Jeff Okuda with the number 3 draft pick in April as, here's the quote, blatantly not even close to true. The Lions coach says, we usually don't talk about any of that stuff. We like to keep that stuff internal, but since this is so blatantly not even close to being true, I want to make sure that everyone knows this is not a true statement at all. What he's talking about is a Detroit sports host who said that the Lions did not want Okuda. They wanted to take the Clemson linebacker Isaiah Simmons or the Alabama quarterback
Tua.
And that Bob Quinn was the lone voice for Okuda. The radio host says, I got this from two different people, and if the Lions are upset with it, then too bad. Tell people in your own building to stop saying it.
I'm going to believe the latter.
So you're believing the radio host?
Okay. Yes, of course.
He has two anonymous sources.
Right. Yeah.
It's just
I could see that completely being true. Absolutely.
Do you remember any scuttlebutt about this after the draft itself? I mean, there's always talk about who you want and who you don't want, but I thought everyone seemed to be on board with Okuda.
That's what they say, of course. Right.
You know, so is it coming out now because of the Lions' poor start? Okuda played for the first time this week.
Yeah, and didn't do very well.
But against, I know. Who expected him to do well against anybody, but against
first game.
Against Aaron Rodgers.
Did that too.
Yeah.
That too. Yeah. I think there's some dissension on the ship.
You think?
Maybe a mini mutiny happening here.
Where's Mr. Christian when you need him?
I think Mr. Patricia is got his eyes open for work.
He might. Yeah, that's right. If they begin 0-4, yeah, he might be on his way out.
No matter if the players back him 100% or not, it's on us, say the players. We're the ones that are playing. It's not coach. We love Matt.
Right.
And guess who gets the axe usually?
The coach.
Yeah. Think back of what was his name? Oh, back in the day.
Daryl Rogers.
No. The guy, everybody loved him. Wayne Fonts.
Wayne Fonts. Wayne Fonts.
Everybody loved him, but guess what?
But he stuck around, though. That was the thing, remember?
He stuck around for a while.
Everybody thought, every year, is this it for Wayne? And somehow, some way, you pull a rabbit out of the hat and get them to the playoffs.
Yep.
After that game Sunday, somebody posted online, where's Wayne Fonts?
Aside from the recent success that Jim Caldwell had, the Lions' best heyday was in the 90s with Wayne Fonts
and Barry Sanders. Yes, that's right.
Now, here is the true test of the future.
What's that?
If they put those cardboard images of people in seats, but they put bags over them, you'll know.
That's the key.